The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Rainy day in Brooklyn in April 1932 that saw the marriage of Chester A. Riley to Miss Peg Barker. But today in California, the sun is smiling as Mrs. Riley says to her two children,
"Married 18 years. It's hard to believe.
And to the same man. That's phenomenal.
Especially when the man happens to be Chester A. Riley.
You think Daddy will remember your anniversary?
Well, don't take any bets on it. His memory's atrocious.
Aren't men awful?
Well, what's so awful? When a guy's married 18 years, he wants to forget it.
Junior.
And meanwhile, our hero on this, the 18th anniversary of his marriage, is saying,
"Yes, sir, Gillis, today's one day I could never forget. This is the 10th anniversary since I got my job at the plant."
Hey, that's a long time to have the same job.
That's something to celebrate, all right. I went out and treated myself to a box of cigars.
Oh, yeah? That's the box you got there?
Yeah. La Lolita's.
La Lolita. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could go for one of them. Their aroma has such a wonderful odor.
Well, you keep your window open after dinner and I'll blow some smoke your way. Well, so long, Gillis.
So long, miser.
Oh, Peg!
In the kitchen, dear.
Oh, okay. Oh, hiya, Dumplin. Hiya, kids.
Hello,
hiya,
Dad. Pop. Well, what have you got in that parcel, Riley?
Oh, something special.
Special?
Yep, something special for a very special day. Are you forgetting what anniversary this is?
Riley, you remember.
See, Pop, we thought you'd forget.
You see, Mother, you were wrong.
Well, of course I remembered. I got an elephant's head.
Can I open the parcel now?
Well, sure, sure.
Mom, I'm so excited.
It cost me a fortune, too, but a day like this don't come along only once a year.
A box of cigars?
Yeah, I think I deserve it for sticking it out all these years. I know I'm joking about it now, but believe me, many's the time I wanted to call it quits and walk out.
You what?
Yeah, but then I thought of you, Peg, and I'd say to myself, why change horses in midstream?
Wow!
I didn't want you kids and your mother to starve.
This joke has gone far enough.
Oh, I'm not joking. I don't know, maybe I made a mistake sweating it out all these years. After all, what did I get out of it?
Well, for one thing, you've got two wonderful kids.
Well, yeah, but I got those on my own time.
Pop, I've got a feeling you and Mom aren't talking about the same thing.
I certainly hope Junior's right.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm...
About our 18th wedding anniversary.
Well, I'm talking about... Oh. I'm talking about the same thing. No, I'm not. I'm talking about the 10th anniversary since I got my job.
Oh, Junior's
three. Gee, how could I forget my own... The 18th? That's a special anniversary. Our marriage has come of age. Gee, Peg, I didn't even bring you anything. Here, Dumplin', I want you to have this box of cigars.
All the divorces you read about in the papers.
Yeah, marriage is a serious business. Main thing before a fella gets married, he ought to have some dough sorted away and a good steady job. Otherwise, he's plain stupid.
Well, I don't know. You didn't have a job when we got married. Were you stupid?
No, I was smart. You had a job. we did okay, though, huh, Peggy?
Yes. 18 years.
Yeah. And you still got me. Ah, Peg, you're a lucky woman.
I am, eh?
Yeah, sure. If you'd have married Mervyn Snell when he asked you, you'd probably be divorced today.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, I guarantee it. He just got married a couple of months ago, and I hear that she left him already.
No.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, I'm not surprised. You know, she looked kind of like a little gold digger.
Yeah, and Snell, that show-off. Must have bragged how much dough he had, and when she found out he had nothing, she skipped. But I was honest with you. I promised you nothing, and you got nothing.
Plenty of nothing.
Yeah, that's the whole secret. Honesty. If couples would only trust each other, not lie. That's what kept us together all these years.
You think that was it?
Well, I know it. Because if I ever found out that you were not on the level with me, I wouldn't even discuss it with you. Just pack a bag and leave. So help me, that's just what I'd do.
You would, eh?
Yeah, of course. Of course, I'd still send you my paycheck every week.
And how would you live?
Well, you'd pay me alimony.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Your father home yet?
No.
Well, I'm late. I thought he'd be home by now.
You going out tonight?
No.
Well, how come? It's your anniversary, isn't it?
Well, that was yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but I thought Pop would wait till Saturday night to celebrate.
Oh, your father celebrated our anniversary last night.
Yeah? What'd you do?
Well, I washed the dishes while he sat in the kitchen telling me what a lucky woman I was. Oh, here. Put these parcels in the kitchen, dear.
Okay, Mom.
Yes?
Hello, Peg.
Mervyn Snell. Well, what on earth are you doing in Los Angeles?
Just out for the weekend. I got a hot meal cooking.
Well, come in.
Thanks. Oh, you look wonderful, Peg.
Thanks, Mervyn. How's your wife?
Fine. She's a great little girl. Just can't wait to get back to her. Marriage sure agrees with me.
But I thought... Oh, that's wonderful, Mervyn.
Peggy, you look younger every time I see you.
Oh, now go on. I'm an old married woman. I've been married 18 years.
18? Oh, no. Can't be that long. It just seems that long because you're married to Riley, huh?
Oh, no. No, it was our 18th anniversary yesterday.
Well, say. Congratulations. Say, I'm hurt you didn't even invite me to the party.
Oh, we didn't have one.
You didn't? Oh, what a shame. Well, you're going to have one tonight. Little Mervyn will see to that. We've got to celebrate.
Oh, no, Mervyn.
No arguments, but we're having a party. Now, you get the old gang together.
But, Mervyn, I haven't got a thing in the house.
You leave all that to me. This is on me. I'll go over to Lenny's Delicatessen and get some swell stuff.
No, I can't let you do it. It's bad enough I still owe you that $50.
What 50?
When Riley was in the hospital and his tonsils were out last summer.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that.
Well, I haven't. It's been hard for me to scrape the money together. You see, I never told Roddy I borrowed from you to pay his bill. You know how proud he is.
Oh, look, as far as I'm concerned, you've already paid me back. Didn't you put me up for 3 days when he was in the hospital? I'm always staying here instead of hotels. I just charge it to my expense account. I even make a profit.
Well, I'm still going to pay you back.
So we'll talk about it later. Now, you start inviting the gang over, and I'll be back here around 9 o'clock with enough food to choke a horse. That reminds me, don't tell Riley. We'll surprise the big lug.
Anything else, Mr. Riley? We've got some fine smoked salmon.
Oh, no, Lenny, just the pickles. Did you give me the ones with the big warts?
Yes, Mr. Riley, I did.
Here you are, Lenny.
Thank you. Oh, good day, sir.
Hey, Lenny, I'd like...
Yeah. Mervyn Snell.
Riley, you big baboon.
What are you doing in town?
Business. Just got in yesterday.
Well, what are you doing in this neighborhood? Were you over the house to see Peg?
No, not yet. I may drop over later tonight.
Well, don't forget. Where are you staying?
Over at the Chateau Stefanotti.
Uh-huh. We're not good enough for you anymore, huh?
Oh, I've imposed on you and Peg too often. Say, by the way, I want to apologize for not writing to thank you for your hospitality the last time you put me up.
Well, you did thank me and sent me that picture of yourself last Easter.
No. I mean the time after that, last summer.
Last summer?
Don't you remember? You were in the hospital. I stayed at your place 3 days. Peg insisted. Didn't she tell you?
Yeah, sure. She told me.
What's the matter, Riley? You feel sick or something?
No, I'm okay. I gotta get home.
See you tonight.
Yeah, okay. 3 days. And she didn't tell me.
Why didn't she tell you?
She must have forgot.
How could she forget a thing like that?
She's got a bad memory.
Her memory's perfect. She never forgets to ask you for your pay envelope.
Maybe she did tell me and I forgot.
Go on, you're not that stupid.
Oh, yes, I am.
Remember what you said?
I don't remember.
Oh, yes, you do. About honesty and trust. Remember what you said you'd pack up and leave?
Without even discussing it? Oh, no.
Yeah, without even discussing it.
Well, just pack up and go?
Yeah, pack up and go.
Oh, hello, dear.
Goodbye.
What?
Where's my bag? I'm leaving.
What are you talking about?
I'll give you one more chance. Be honest with me. Tell me.
You know.
Are you going to level with me?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, trying to braze it out, huh? Oh, Peg, I'm disappointed in you.
But you must be out of your mind.
You've got 1 hour. If you don't come through and play square with me, then I leave. I'm giving you an old tomato. 1 hour, then I go.
Well, all right, go. You can go to China for all I care. I'm not going to stand here and argue with a man who doesn't make sense. I got work to do.
Go to China, she said. After 18 years of marriage. Well, I might as well face it. The honeymoon is over.
Back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
What are you doing with that suitcase, Pop? You going somewhere?
Oh, maybe. I don't know yet. It's up to your mother. Where is she?
In the kitchen.
I guess she's all broken up. What's she doing? Crying, I suppose. Huh?
No, she's baking a cake.
Oh. Listen, Junior. You're a big boy now, so I got to tell you something.
Oh, Pop, again with the birds and the bees.
Well, in a way, this time it's about a bee who got stung. Listen, son, you're old enough to understand. Suppose your mother and me... Well, suppose we split up.
Pop? Oh, no.
Well, just suppose. So suppose I left her.
Oh, you'd never do that.
Why not?
Mom wouldn't let you.
Be a wise guy. It's possible. Happens every day. 1 out of 3 marriages goes on the rocks. Now, if your mother and me split up, who are you going to go with? Me or your mother?
Oh, gee, Pop.
Before you make up your mind, ask yourself, who worried about you night and day when you was a baby? Who overstripped your extra spending money when you spent your allowance? Who helped you every night with your homework?
I think I'll stay with Mom.
What? Where's your gratitude?
Well, don't get sore, Pop. You're not splitting up. You're only kidding, aren't you?
Ingrate.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, hello, Babs, honey. How's Daddy's little girl?
I swell.
Oh, well, Babsy, suppose your mother and me... Well, suppose we decided to split up.
Oh, Daddy, you wouldn't do that.
No, that is possible. Suppose I decided to leave.
You could never do that.
Why not?
Mother wouldn't permit it.
Am I going to have trouble with you, too? I'm just asking you to suppose. Now, in a case like ours, there's the custody of the children. But I wouldn't want to force you to go with someone you didn't want to go with. So which parent would you pick? Me or your mother?
Daddy, this is ridiculous.
Well, I know. It's a tough decision, so I'll make it easier for you. Before you make up your mind, think of this. You'll be getting married soon. You'll make a good match. Maybe a doctor or a lawyer or a young banker. probably one of them high-class Pasadena socialists. Now, when you walk down the aisle on the arm of one of your parents, you want that parent to be someone who's done everything for you, someone you can be proud of. You better go with your mother.
This is all about, but it's just plain silly.
Oh, Bambi, come here for a minute, will you, dear?
Look, Daddy.
Never mind. Go home to your mother.
Oh, Bambi.
Coming.
Oh, Bambi.
Yes, Daddy.
I'm going out for some air. You tell your mother she's got just 15 minutes.
But, Daddy.
You tell her 15 minutes. Guess if I go, I'll be going alone. I can see now we should have had more kids.
He's in one of his crazy moods. I got enough to do with this party without trying to figure out what's going on in that mind of his.
He certainly sounds weird.
Yeah, he'll snap out of it. I'm worried about this party. Now, there'll be a mob here, and I'm trying to think where to put their coats. The hall closet's full of your father's junk.
Well, how about the men using Junior's room and the ladies your bedroom? You've got a nice vanity table.
Well, our room's so crowded, especially those twin beds.
Move one of the beds into the garage.
Now, that's a good idea. Go get your father, dear.
Don't you want a surprise, Daddy? Mervyn Snell wanted
to. Sure, Mervyn wanted to. I don't see why your father should be surprised when I have to do all the work. It's my anniversary, too. Let him do a little work. Now, go on, get him.
He went out. I can go after him.
Oh, never mind. We can move the bed ourselves. Oh, Junior! Come here and give us a hand.
Sitting here on my porch, maybe for the last time. I never thought I'd come to this. But when your own wife ain't honest, that's the end.
Nonsense. I'll tell you when the end is.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. What is all this balderdash and poppycock I overheard you muttering about your dear spouse?
Well, I'd rather not talk about Peggy. After all, she's still my wife.
Oh, bully for you. I dislike men who throw dirt, except during working hours.
Well, what are you doing around here, Digger?
Oh, I'm on my way to a session of my physical culture class, the UEPBBS.
The UEPBBS?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Bodybuilding Society. Want to come along?
Well, no, not tonight, Digger. I'm sunk.
How low? Maybe I can give you a lift. And believe me, I don't do that for everybody.
Well, it's my wife. I gotta tell somebody. I may leave her.
What? Oh, no, man, you're joking.
No, I'll leave her, all right.
You'll leave her over my dead body. There's a switch for you.
Well, it's up to Peg. She's still got 10 minutes to give me her answer. If she plays square with me, I stay.
What is this all about, Riley?
Well, I'm not sure of anything, only Mervyn Snell stayed in our house when I was in the hospital for 3 days, and she never told me. Why didn't she? That's what I want to know.
Did you ask her about Snell in explicit terms?
Well, no, not exactly. Hey, maybe she didn't understand what I was talking about. Sometimes I don't.
O'Reilly, you infuriate me. You're such a dope. Now you march in the house and get yourself straightened out. I'll come along to see that it's done properly.
Okay, I'm willing.
What's going on there?
Oh, it's Peg and the kids in the driveway.
They seem to be moving something.
Yeah.
Oh, lift, Junior, lift. I want this bed in the garage tonight, not next year.
She's moving my bed into the garage. She's throwing me out. That's her answer. Well, that settles it.
O'Reilly, wait. Come back, man.
All right. right. All right, Digger. Stop pounding me, will you? I said I'll talk to her and I'll go home.
Not until I see you go into the house.
Oh, when you get hold of a guy, you never let go, do you?
Oh, eventually I let go.
Okay, I'm going in here through the back way.
Oh, goody, goody, gumdrop. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
I'll give her one more chance.
Riley, where have you been?
Never mind that now.
And what's this ridiculous nonsense you've been talking to the kids about?
It ain't nonsense. I meant it. But I'm giving you one more chance to be honest with me.
Are you starting that again?
Peg, when I was in the hospital, did Mervyn stay here for 3 days?
Why, yes.
That's no use denying it. I just want you to answer one question. Why didn't you tell me? Why?
Hey, Peggy, come on into the living room and put out the lights.
Never mind, that answers my question.
Peg, it's getting late. Oh, Riley.
Listen, you big dope.
Yeah, dope was right, but not anymore. I'm going. But I want you to know I was honest with you up to the very end. Here's $50 I've been holding out for my pay envelope for the last 3 years. Here, take it.
Don't worry, I will. Here, Mervyn.
You're giving it to him. Can't you even wait till I'm out of the house?
Riley, for the love of Mike.
Don't you touch me. I'm going.
You stay where you are, and you listen. Now, I gave that money to Mervyn because he lent it to me to pay your hospital bill. It was every cent he had on him. And that's why he stayed here, because he didn't have money for a hotel. And I didn't tell you because I knew you'd make the same kind of idiotic scene you're making now.
Oh. Oh, Peg. I thought you and Mervyn... Oh, how could I think such a thing? Oh, I'm so ashamed. Can you ever forgive me? Peg, say you forgive me. Let's kiss and make up.
Well, seeing it's our anniversary.
Oh. Thanks, John. And Mervyn?
Let's just shake hands. Yeah. Big baboon, you don't deserve to have a wife like Peg.
I know that, and I don't deserve to have a friend like you, Mervyn. And I swear to you that from now on I'll always trust. Wait a minute. What did you mean before asking Peg to come in the living room and you put the lights out?
Are you starting again?
Come with me.
I wasn't born yesterday, you know. You can't fool me.
Come in here.
Yeah, well.
Surprise! Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you.
Happy anniversary, dear Riley. Happy anniversary to you. Oh, Mervyn. You did this for me.
Hey, come on.
Yes, all right. Friends, I can't tell you how I feel. I'm too full of it to speak. There's a lot of sediment in my throat. I only hope that you'll all be as happy as Peg and me were. 18 years of happiness. And you know why? Honesty. We was always honest with each other. We trusted each other. Never kept secrets from each other. And to prove that this ain't just talk, Peg, here's $5 more I was holding out.
In just a moment, Riley will return.
Oh, I can go to a hotel, Riley.
Oh, but it's so late, Mervyn.
Well, sure. You stay here tonight, pal. The bed's right here in the garage, all made up. It's warm in here. Why go to a hotel for a few hours' sleep?
Well, okay. You, sure you can trust me?
Can I trust him? You hear that, Peg? What a question.
Good night.
Good night, Mervyn. Go ahead, Peg. I'll shut this door.
Well, come on, Riley.
Yeah, wait a minute. Good night, Mervyn. Pleasant dreams.
Join us next time when once again William Bendix lives the life of Riley, featuring John Brown as Digger O'Dell.